is kind of a, how you say, tonight, like different kind of variety of writings and stories and chant. And it was like I'm, how you say, wanting to give you like samplers, yeah? Oh, you are all so darling. Okay. Oh, some people outside there. Hoi, eh, Uncle Kalave. Mahalo. We get some folks out here on the walkway. We're doing like little potluck. Because some people, they love this story and they like hear it again. This is one of the stories I've been doing for a long time, and people love it because it's so silly and all like that. So, oh, yeah. Oh, Charlotte, come in. Never mind the wires. In the icebox, the yum-yum salad, I forgot to put them out. You can put out for me. And look in the drawer. I think I get plenty of chopstick, huh? You brought the rice. Okay, mahalo. Okay. All right. Oh, gosh. Oh, it's so nice to have people that like to hear the stories again. Oh, my. Okay. Now we come to this one called The Fred Story. This is a famous one. Sad to say, though, it's very true. Pathetically true. In this story, you're going to hear a lot of our island pigeon sounds. But here we go. The Fred Story. Kaipo tapped her teacup with a chopstick. Well, how was it? Was good, I said. Good, said Leilani. Is that all? Eh, they look at me like, you know. And I went tell them I was wooed. Wooed, they howl back at me. Hey, uncle, no laugh out there. Wooed, they howl back at me. What's wooed? They start to crack up. Oh, I don't know, I said, but that's the only word I can think of, you know, for the kind what happened, you know. Like courted, like in the movies, maybe. They could see the stardust in my eyes. Eh. Never had date like this before, so never mind the wooed word. You like here or what? Tell us everything, they said. And that's when our waitress brought us the hot and sour soup. Well, first off, he meet me at the airport. He wait for over 2 hours. The handy van had to drop him off early. Legally blind, he no can drive. But he rent a car for me to drive us. He gave me a beautiful tea leaf lei that had been given to him with lots of love and aloha. And he said, I wanted to pass that on to you. Ah, said Kaipo, how sweet, eh? Not bad, said Leilani. Seem he understand a lot of thing already, eh? Not bad for one howly from New York. I said, yeah. He paid for a rental car and suggested we first go to Iao Valley. He was on it culturally. You know, when visit an island, first go pay respect to ancestor and sacred place. Oh, sounds like you went squaw. With that twinkle in their eager eyes, they almost shouted at me. Then what happened? I knew what they were after. Could tell. I went on with the story. The minute we got to the house, he showed me where and how to put the slipper so he no fall over them. Then he opened the door to the icebox, took out, I kid you not, he took out and put on the table all these things. Red pickled plum, green pickled plum, light green pickled plum, pink pickled ginger, yellow pickled daikon, limu poke, ahi, and squid, his plastic bucket of his homemade kimchi, sushi kind number one, sushi kind number two, one plastic bag poi, He said, sorry, he don't know how for fix. Would I show him? 2 plates, 2 napkins, 1 fork for himself, and 1 giant pair of cooking food, 200 kind chopsticks for me. You know the kind they use in the cowholic kind, big walk outside kind? Oh, we go make luau with that. 1 can of salted nuts, 2 bagels, 1 bunch of lox, and a box of cream cheese. I could tell he liked the surprised look on my face, but very casual kind he asked, Lehua, would you like to have a little snack? Kaipu said, he fix all that for you? Yeah, I said. And then he went put on the CD. He said, brother is get more soul than anybody. And he started to sing along. Maui, Maui, Hawaiian Superman. He no can sing too good here, ma. I paused for a moment. Then with a tease in my voice, I said, laters. When we went sit on the sofa after a snack, he went put on some sexy kind jazz music. Those two, I tell you, they scream at me, oh, ooh. That's when Leilani started bouncing her leg. I started to worry about the soup, so I started to talk slower. He asked me if I like taste this kind drink he made, martini. I don't know martini. I told him, maybe just taste, huh? Never had before. I don't think I like that kind. That's when he lowered the lights for my benefit, he said. Make no difference to him. He picked up a fancy crystal martini glass. Do you like the kind in the movies? You know, with the skinny stem and a big wide top part? And he presented to me and he said, here, for your beautiful lips to taste. Leilani's leg bounced even harder. I thought we were really going to have an accident, soup and all. Kaipo leaned as close to me, as close to me as she could, and she go, well, what? Well, I said, I try make like I knew what I was doing. You know, all sophisticated kind, eh? I take the glass by this very, very skinny stem. I don't know how the glass can stand up with something that skinny. Was so afraid to break it. The stem was too narrow, the martini part too wide, and top heavy with all that martini stuffs inside, and it started to tip, so to avoid a spill, I went for it, and I suck 'em up all real fast, onion and all, which when gets stuck in my throat, made me choke, and shot out real fast at his face when the taste hit hard, and I went spray and choke all over the place, and the onion go plip on his face. I was trying to get my breath back while making all these wheezing sounds. He said, never mind. Never mind. And cleaned up and talked like nothing had ever happened. Only I kind of moved to the other end of the sofa. I never like take no more chances. That's when he reached over and took my hand to kiss the back of it. Oh, wait, I don't know why, but my hand went fly up real fast and I went whap him under his chin and his teeth went click. Click. Yeah, his teeth went click. I thinking by now, oh wait, he must think I the dopiest thing he ever met. But he was very reassuring. What a gentleman, eh? He made me feel right at home. I relax again. He slid up close to me again. I took off my jacket. I had this kind of outfit with like dress and then with like Oh, you know, like jacket, not like a suit, but had long, what, how long were the sleeves? 3/4 length sleeves, and the jacket come down below my waist. Real pretty looking, huh? But it was getting warm. Kaipo and Leilani laugh and tease me. Yeah, right, warm. Nah, 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 I said. Temperature warm, hot. Maui, kihei, hot over there. Then he put a small throw pillow on the jacket on the back of the sofa to make me more comfortable, he said. He leaned over, found the tip of my nose, and went kiss it. And then his lips went slide down onto mine. The hot and sour soup splashed all over the table. Leilani, yeah, watch out the soup. They said, never mind the soup. Then what? Would you believe it? All of a sudden, nature called. Oh, but I really had to go. Maybe it was the martini, but I said, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. Oh no, my voice was squeaking and squawking something awful. Without looking at what I was doing, I put my arms into the jacket and the pillow stayed inside but stuck outside at the bottom. It didn't feel right, but by then nothing was feeling right, so I get up and I went to the door, open it, and I walk right out of the house into the walkway. He calls out, that's not the bathroom. I squawk back, that's all right. He said, your voice sounds funny. Are you all right? I squawked and coughed even more. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just changed my mind. I really wanted some fresh air. I'll be back in a minute. I took the pillow out from underneath the jacket. I look at it. I felt so stupid. I listened to the clatter of things being put away and clean. He came out with a large plastic bag, tied and ready to be put in a can that always sat just so in its own special place. He put the bag in the can and he talked about never seeing the moon or the stars here over the slopes of Haleakala. And then he said he'd been having the most wonderful evening without the ones in the sky, and that we were the stars of the evening, and would I like to come back in now? Aloha mahalo, mahalo nui for listening. I can't believe I tell this to everybody in the world now, this stupid date. Aue. Ha! Mahalo for listening.